Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got some jams.
I got some jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but
sticks?
It's like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
gift. Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box
of
Awesome.
I've never wanted to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
In
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it
Finally,
to you,
Finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then, like, that was it, I think.
You had to do, Beth?
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn. Suburbs.
Big dishwasher.
I had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had to clean.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores.
Intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Sign up. Tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible kids.
Responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
It's been 2 weeks since we D&D'd in a crummy campaign, DM by Scary. 2 weeks since you killed us too, saying you can't do just what you thought you were gonna do. One day since that Willie dude immobilized all of our that, so what could we do? Yesterday we said buy her meat, and it'll still be always so we see if we're worthy. Tickety Tony, the pepperoni, you got an anchor cause you're sad and lonely. Playing Fortnite with Grant Wilson, we're on the wagon. I hear those offline moaning this one. Like Willie Stapler, I'm a Batman. Like Lincoln Batman, like Ronan Blade, I am a samurai. Like Gary Gygax, I throw 20s. Wait, I don't have D's, I guess I gotta make some cheesy dye. Who's gonna hang back with our dads? He's gonna scam them really bad just so those zoomers don't always ruin all our big schemes. Gotta get Hatsune Miku tunes cause that cartoon has got the boom vocaloid voice that gives Taylor a Swifty. How can I help it if you think my uncle is my dad? Trying hard to show a smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of kid who wants to help a doodler. Can't see what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear a big head of a teen. I have a history, I'm not washing my shirt. It's been 2 weeks since we're D&D. In a crummy campaign, DM'd by Scary. 2 weeks since you killed us too, saying you can't do just what you thought you were gonna do. One day since that Willie dude immobilized all of our dads, so what could we do? Yesterday we said buy her meat, and it'll still be a waste till we see if we're worthy. And it'll still be a waste till we see if we're worthy. And it'll still be a waste till we see if we're worthy. Teen High Stadium, home of the team.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, definitely not a D&D podcast for many reasons. My name is Freddie Wong.
Contractually, we have to clarify, it's not a D&D podcast.
I don't even know what D and D stand for. NADPOD already exists. We are never been a D&D podcast at
People
any point.
For years have been like, man, you know, follow the rules of D&D. It's like, yeah, because we knew it was fucking coming.
These Nostradamus.
Hated on me when I was hating on D&D, but now.
Now it's cool. Yeah. Watch how Beth trendsets and the rest of the world fucking catches up. Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2023. We're back for another fucking year of this bullshit.
OGL stands for, oh, good luck, Wizards of the Coast.
This is a 1.1 complacent podcast.
It is also a little complacent. You may be wondering what we are. Here's what we are. We're a role-playing game podcast where we play a role-playing game where we roll dice. No, this one. It's a story. It has nothing to do with role-playing games.
Just like Game of Thrones, this is really all about stories.
Yeah. Just like story. This is a story about four teens from our world who discovered their world was our world, and now they gotta fix it with a little help from their friends. I'm one of the teens. My name's Freddie Wong.
OGL is already making the show better.
Freddie, over the break, did another improv D&D thing.
Yes.
It's like in a JRPG when you send off one of your guys to go train and he comes back with new skills. I feel like Freddie's come back with like new host energy.
Or like you have a friend that like goes to like a European country and they come back and they have a bunch of new words and accents like that before he went to a new improv land.
Well, in France, shut the fuck up.
We get it. They're trained improv artists who worked with Freddie.
I like to think of it. It's like when different countries send like their special forces to the U.S. to learn from the real killers. You know what I'm saying?
And they come back home and they can't turn it off and their family leaves them. Yeah.
So, Freddie, you're a teen on this podcast.
I'm a teen on this podcast. I play Taylor Swift, the weeb anime ranger teen of the group. Happy New Year, everyone. 2023. Let's talk about New Year's resolution, specifically Taylor's New Year's resolution. Taylor's New Year's resolution is as follows. Taylor wants to get more into doing some fan dubs of animes. So what he's been doing is like prior to all the events of the season is he was like downloading things off of YouTube downloads. He's like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to try my hand in anime voice acting because I have a nepotistic end to the industry.
He's a nepo baby.
Nepo baby
Taylor. So then he was like, first things first. Time to download some episodes of an anime that I like to dub it over. And then he spent the next 4 hours trying to figure out which YouTube downloader to use because each one was fake. And there was like some of them were too
Lost spyware on the spyware.
So now his mom's computer has Lost Spyware.
You know who the first anime Nepo baby was Gohan.
That was good, Will.
I actually got that one.
Oh, all right. Hey, I'm Will Campos. I'm taking Matt's spot.
Okay, yeah, that's good. New year, new order.
New year, new me. I play Hermie. No, I don't. Let me start over.
What?
It's been a while. It's been like a month since you recorded. I play Normal Oak. Mm-hmm. Normal is a mixed up mascot kid who doesn't know who he is anymore. He's figuring himself out. Fun fact about Normal this week. Normal's main career goal, obviously, is to be a mascot. Mm-hmm. Normal's backup career, like if he can't make it as a mascot, is that he wants to be a therapist.
Wow.
Because he very incorrectly assumes that it's basically just like being a mascot, but for one person. No. You know, like you're there, you cheer them up. People are feeling down. They don't have any energy. You pump them up, you know?
I have so much respect for anybody who says to their friends or their family that they're going to be a therapist, because you could see everything you need to know about how good a therapist you'll be by the look on their faces.
There's no easier way for it to get your friends to judge you than to say, I'm going to be a therapist.
And they're like, everybody's reaction.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you are.
You, okay.
Oh, therapists have to do that thing where they take therapy first, right? To do that, right?
Like, cool. Like a horse therapist? Sure.
They have to have, like, good advice, right?
Yeah. Cool. Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold, third place in the podcast now. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson.
Demoted.
No, because Beth would be first. I'm second now. We go from worst to best on this podcast. Sorry, Will.
Wait, what? What
Sorry,
the fuck?
Will, you demoted yourself.
It's the DEFCON system?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's a list. When you read the list, so it's the fucking top 10 games of the year. They don't do number one first.
He doesn't start with Elden Ring. You know, yeah, they work their way up to it.
My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the school-at-home soccer kid, who's the protective paladin in the group. Also, New Year's resolution. Link has the same New Year's resolution every year. And it is that this year he will not get sick. Works really hard. And he gets really into it. The reason is, one, he can't train for soccer, and two, his dad's got to take care of him, so he feels like a burden when he's sick. So he's got to work really, really hard not to get sick.
So...
he gets sick every January, though, so it's just it's a very tough time.
Friends of the podcast, if you look at all the clues Matt's laid out about Link's facts and his backstory, if you trace them all together, you can find out if Link is vaccinated.
I was gonna say, it's not part of the fact, but Link is the opposite of anti-vax. Like, he's into anything. Any new age man. Like, he's drinking apple cider. He's drinking, you know.
Apple cider.
The vinegar.
Yeah,
no,
apple
he's
cider.
Drinking the vinegar.
The favorite thing you drink when you want to not be sick. The health
Grant's
food.
Like,
why
are
apple
just,
cider?
Why is there just a bunch of ginseng in here? It's like, I'm just chewing that on the go. Like, whatever happens. Like, I heard it might help.
Anthony, can Matt get, like, a plus one to his constitution score for all of this stuff that Link does?
I have so many vitamins in me.
Yeah. You know what? Mark it on there.
Is Link in a nootropic stack?
Yes, he has everything.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I think if you go into nootropics, it's definitely like reducing your ability to fight off certain diseases.
He sees multivitamins.
Like into Bitcoin.
He goes, they have multivitamins, they have vitamins for him and her. He's like, well, that seems pretty like presumptive. He just takes all the vitamins. He's like, we're all humans. So I need all the vitamins.
As an ally, I'm going to take both.
His pee is very dark. He passes through a lot of vitamins.
What are you talking about? He fucking pisses and glows at night, dude, like a nightlight.
Okay, hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe. Goth-punk Seeker of Darkness, who is not like the other warlocks.
Okay.
Fun fact about Scary this week, her least favorite song she fucking hates, can't stand it whenever it plays or whenever people sing it, it's the birthday song. People will just join in like sheeple, maybe.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And they don't really care about who's at the center of it, whose birthday it really is. They don't give a fucking shit. So that's why.
Wait, was that? Sorry, real quick. Was that they don't give a fuck and shit or fucking shit?
Both.
Oh, wow.
What about when it's Scary's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she not like getting sung the song?
Well, like, I don't know. Not everybody's singing, so.
How does Beth feel about the fact that it's her birthday?
It's not my birthday anymore.
How does Beth feel about the fact that none of us wished her happy birthday yesterday?
I felt sad because I care a medium amount about my birthday. Like, I don't have a birthday party, but I do care a medium amount about it.
A real 16 candles situation.
Well, we wanted to save it for this podcast.
That's right, everybody. Those of you listening at home, join along with us as we wish our code. No, fuck off.
Happy birthday to you.
It's Anthony's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday to Anthony and Beth. But Beth, not later. Anthony, not yet.
A lot of parents getting horny in April. I know at least 5 people who are born in this week or next week.
I know, same, fuck time. Yeah.
Primo fucked up. April showers.
April fools.
Oh, gross.
Fools, like, rush in.
I'm Anthony Birch, apparently the Elden Ring of this podcast. And my dad fact is that a couple weeks ago or a week ago, I went to open mic to see if I could do some stand-up. I didn't get picked. It was a random draw, or if you were one of the 10 people who got there first, you would get in. But everyone should go to an open mic just to see what true confidence looks like. There was a guy who came up. I'm going to change all of the specific things they said and descriptions of them so nobody gets too embarrassed if they happen to know these people, but you don't. But a guy came up, and every punchline he said was followed by him punching the air and saying kablam.
That sounds like a genius.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. At first, it wasn't funny. And then he did a Holocaust joke, and it was especially not funny. And then he did it again, and it became really funny.
Kablam.
And then somebody kept saying, that was a punchline, you're supposed to laugh. Like, not in a cute way, like in an angry way. And then they went over their time, and as they were leaving the stage, they went, I'm going to be back here every week. You all are going to watch me grow. And I was like, damn! That's kind of cool! Shit.
That's a good line.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be thinking about that.
What are you
going
to do? Do you have, like, actually a thing planned? You're trying to grow
the
skill set?
Basically, if you do the Laugh Factory, because the only person I know knows anything about spoken word stuff is Beth. So I was like, Beth, where's stand-up comedy?
I know,
and Beth took a break from her busy life to be like, oh my God, and Googled something.
You asked me like about open mics, and I only know about poetry open mics. And so it's like,
I didn't know if they were the same or different.
That would be confidence. Go to a poetry open mic.
Poetry and comedy are very different.
Yeah, but a lot of your poetry is genuinely and unironically funny.
Thank you. But yeah, no, like a lot of poetry places kind of gatekeep comedians because like, can you imagine like,
bad,
a bunch of
people
bearing their soul and then coming in, kablam. You're going to watch me grow like a fucking houseplant.
It's just the way you say it. If you just say like, kablam.
Kablam. Just whisper it.
Kablam.
Thank you. Kablam.
Yeah. No, the Laugh Factory has you do a tight two and it has to be clean. I was like, why does it have to be clean?
Yeah, I love that it has to be clean. That's awful.
Because somebody comes up, I found out because somebody came up and would immediately just start cursing a lot because they thought that was funny, and I was like, oh, okay. So when we last left you, you had just learned that the first anchor that you needed to find was the anchor of loneliness, and it had taken the form of Tony Pepperoni, the principal of Teen High.
I didn't realize it was the anchor of loneliness.
Yeah,
that
I didn't
says
either.
A lot about him.
I mentioned it kind of offhand. I didn't think anybody caught it. Yeah, it's the anchor of loneliness personified.
And last we saw him, was it clear that he was divorced, in the middle of a divorce, or together but unhappy?
I think things were heading towards a divorce.
Okay.
Things are on the rocks.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
For some reason, the one line I remember from this whole podcast this season is that he very specifically saw his wife get a text. His wife sent him a text message that said, dick me down, big Ralphie. And he was like, I don't know. That could be anything.
Man, I don't
it's
remember
like
that at all.
4 days, the phrase, dick me down, big Ralphie.
So the first name, Ralph. And then Margarita is.
Margarita Pizza is his daughter.
Okay. Okay. I feel like knowing the family is going to be important. I feel like our instinct is not to just a murder. It's a four therapy teens and solve this in a more creative way.
And also your parents and Willie, you locked successfully, I guess, inside the dungeon, the daddy's dungeon with a garage door opener type thing. And they are currently in there, presumably solving puzzles that Hermie the Unworthy is reciting to them outside
the
door. As the Riddler.
Yes.
And then we get items, right?
Yes, every week.
We had all vacation to look at every item.
You did.
Oh, we didn't do that!
Oh, I did that.
You did
that?
Thank you, Beth.
I took a half hour every 2 days and looked through, because it's thousands and thousands of items, and my attention span is very short.
Every week, you will be able to choose one of our listener-submitted items, and May Hales will get it for you.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
Oh, no, sorry, not listeners. Patreon supporters. Listeners don't actually get this benefit.
I mean, some listeners have probably talked to people and made them Patreon. You know what? If you're just listening, you're not giving us any money.
That's fine.
Thank
it's
you.
Fine.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Fine.
It's fine.
Thank you. I'll say thank you.
I'll
I'm not
going to
be psyched,
you.
But it's okay. It's
I'm
allowed.
I'm psyched. It's fine. Can I say what item I got?
Happily.
So this is an item submitted by Alfonso. It is the baseball cap of shadiness. Provides the user with the ability to be perceived by others as a friendly face as long as they pass an insert check here.
Okay.
It's the baseball cap that Captain America wears during that one part in that
one
movie.
Yeah, it's the Winter Soldier Captain America baseball cap that immediately makes you blend in wherever you are. You reached out to May Hales and asked for the shady baseball cap, and May Hales sent it to you direct through an Amazon drone, and you now possess it.
Nice.
When we last left you, you were literally right outside the teacher's lounge office as Principal Tony Pepperoni was talking to the rest of the faculty for the beginning of work week sort of pump-up speech that he likes to do.
It's like when the police chief like has that meeting with all of the detectives at the start of The Wire.
All right, keep it down, everybody.
You're teaching first grade. You're teaching. Yeah, I know. You're teaching second grade.
You're
this
on
is the most useless meeting. Why are we doing this every week?
What do you want to do now? He's irritated that you interrupted him. What do you want? What is it?
Hey, why are you all teaching? You're supposed to be teaching.
It's like 7 a.m. Were you here?
Daylight savings. Oops.
No, we're just here early to get a start on the day, and we thought we would observe the teachers because, you know, teachers are our future, as they always say. You know, they always say children are the future, but, you know, we kids think that the teachers are the future because they teach the children about the future.
Deception.
You all might be our future because the four of us have started a club about becoming teachers, and we're thinking about becoming teachers. So, like, we want to observe you guys.
All right, both of you roll deception.
Okay. Oh, natural 20, baby.
All right.
First of all, the year, motherfucker, baby.
I feel like normal's natural 20 just automatically means that follow up.
I got 12, so they didn't really listen to me.
Normal is so confident and so charismatic when explaining that teachers are the future that if you so wish, they will also believe your lie that you are starting a future Teachers of America club.
Yes, absolutely. That'll give us good like cover for like why we want to follow Tony around and stuff. We don't want to be teachers.
So yeah, as the principal of the Future Teachers of America club, I suggested that we all should follow you today, Tony Pepperoni. Mr.
Find
Pepperoni.
Find out your weaknesses as a teacher.
And strengths.
And strengths.
And maybe the dark contents of your heart, if that should come up at all in any way. And I thought we would start there.
So he's looking at you with like a scowl in his eyes, but one frame, no animation, like in an anime, his cheeks just get a little bit red. And he goes, all right, yeah, you can follow me around. That's fine. I mean, you need to see how it's done properly, and I'm pretty much the best principal. All right, everybody, he ushers you into the room with all the teachers. He goes, these are the future Teachers of America. They're going to be shadowing me, learning how to be a principal. So you treat them like you treat me, with deference, silence, and respect.
Snickers all around.
Everyone, really excited. Just so you know, none of us will be in any of your classes today. We're going to be following him around.
Yes, to be clear, we are assigning ourselves this extracurricular activity.
Well, sometimes I like to drop in and just sit in the back and make him really nervous. So you might be around with me for
that. Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do that too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I gotta focus. Okay, Principal Pepperoni, we're gonna be right back.
Okay.
Oh,
I was all psyched for you to follow me around, but you already wanna. Okay.
No, just for 2 seconds. We all need to go
Leave
to the
me
bathroom.
Alone again. Yep. No, that sounds about right.
Okay, everyone. I kind of take everyone back outside into the break room.
Take everyone to Outback Steakhouse.
Something in my heart tells me that the anchor is in Tony Pepperoni.
So do we kill him?
I'm down with killing him.
I don't want to kill. I mean, he's my arch enemy. I gotta hate his guts.
So
but
you
like,
want to kill him?
I don't know. The whole point is to not kill people. Like the whole thing is to end the violence.
Do you think it's like a physical object in him or like metaphorical?
So again, the doodler's negative emotions have been trapped in anchors across the realms.
Yeah.
And in him, I sense this deep, you know, I always thought he was just a big jerk, but like, I'm kind of starting to realize that people got a lot of sides to him. And I think he's really lonely. Like, I think the doodler's loneliness is in him. So maybe if we can like, I don't know, help him out. Like, we can expel that dark energy and that'll break the anchor and we won't have to kill him.
Normally, you can see, even if nobody else can see, like a red glow kind of emanating from Tony Pepperoni. And you can feel in your heart that this red glow is fear crystallized from the doodler. That may be relevant like in 15 episodes, but just like this thing, you know, fear is red.
15 episodes. Wow.
Ambitious. Really calling his shot.
It may not.
Well, there's a very simple answer to this, Normal, which is that, well, if he's feeling lonely, he can always apply the universal salve to loneliness, anime. Why don't we just get a small curated handpicked selection of the greatest of anime hits, and that way we can just play it for him and then he'll be fine.
Okay, I like that.
Do we just need to make him not lonely? Like, I'm not doing anything else. I'm just with you guys. We can just hang, like, just become his best friends.
It's not that kind of loneliness, man.
What kind of loneliness is it, Gary? What do you think?
I don't know. It's like that loneliness, like, when you look in the mirror and know that there's nobody who will ever truly know you except yourself, and nobody even wants to try.
But if you were looking in the mirror and then you saw, like, me behind you, like, hey! What's up, friend? Like, wouldn't that change? Like, you'd be less lonely, right?
It's a loneliness when you know that nobody understands. So I think we just gotta kind of, like, listen to his problems, maybe?
Yeah, that's great. That's like my favorite thing to do.
A therapist, which is almost as good as a mascot.
Yeah.
All right, team. I'm feeling good about this. Let's get back in there.
So, observe and report.
We're going to observe. It seems like we're kind of going with this idea of figuring out, but if you want to like maybe clue in and see if you can think of an anime that he likes after we follow him around for a little bit.
Yes, yes,
yes. Like keep that in mind.
Like a fine wine sommelier, I will take the correct anime and apply it.
Let's also be on the lookout for Margarita. We could ask her like questions about her dad and see what's going on with
that's true. Yeah, we got an inside.
And we can get like his wife to maybe text him or something.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand. It seems like he has everything.
Yeah.
He's got the respect of the school. He's got a job where he gets to interact with kids all day. That's fun. You know, he's got a family. He's got a car with doors and wheels.
Yes, what is missing in this
facade?
So
what could be missing for this man?
Yes.
Okay,
so you hear from inside the faculty office, 3, 2, 1, break. And then a bunch of really unenthusiastic people break.
And then the doors open and a bunch of the teachers file out.
You're doing a great job, guys. You have the best job in the world. You want me just like you someday.
Are you holding up your hands for like high fives like the end of a Pee Wee League game?
Get in there. Get in the game.
Good job. Game, bro, game. Good game.
Straight
good game,
up, one teacher spits in his hand and shakes it and looks you down. Bro.
Like a good way?
You ever did that?
No.
No.
Wait, what? You were talking about?
Well, like to like BM after a match? Like,
yeah, like there was like a thing when you were like played soccer and it was like afterwards everyone's like high-fiving the other team and the other team, like if they didn't like you, they'd spit in their hand. Yeah. And
that's a thing? Oh, no.
Wait, what? Yeah. Am I the only?
That's never happened to me, but it's happened to a teammate of mine.
We were always a big fan of the like, you do the psych.
Psych.
We were gentlemen. Yeah.
I respected the post-game handshake.
Yeah.
Never once did anything interesting happen.
Not
to
in
me.
The fucking leagues in Seattle, I'll tell you that much.
Damn.
Not JV football.
Yeah, he comes out and he puffs up his chest. He goes, all right, so usually what I like to do at the beginning of the morning, somebody writing this down.
Yes,
what
yeah,
I like
absolutely.
To do is sort of wander around to a random classroom and then just sort of stand in the back, you know, let them know I'm there, keeps morale up. Any particular class you want to check out, I usually do it randomly.
Well, what classes do you like, Mr. Pepperoni?
Espanol.
Espanol. Interesting. Why do you like Espanol?
Because I don't know it. Here's the thing, kids. And he leans over and goes, I may be a teacher, but in a lot of ways, I'm also a student.
Oh,
I'm a student of life. You never stop being a student. Keep that in mind.
I'm writing that. I'm actually writing that down.
That's good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. All right. Let's go.
As his loneliness.
Andiamo, as we say. No, wait, that's not what we say. Shit.
Hey, Tony, has anybody told you? You're just like you're a good friend. I already feel less lonely around you. It's just a weird feeling.
He narrows his eyes and cocks his head just like I did right then.
Anthony gave a real response.
I've been with you for like a few minutes, but like I already...
Roll persuasion or deception, depending on whether or not you're lying.
Link, can you chill?
I got a 13.
He just puts his hand on your face and just shoves a little bit, and he goes, flattery didn't work on me.
Oh, don't man. Try Another it. Great aspect of your personality.
Brown nosers never get anywhere. You should know that.
All right, I'm writing that down.
Right now you look like your face is made of chocolate. Oh. Well, not your whole face. That could be offensive. Just your nose. Just your nose looks like it's made of chocolate. I'm not accusing you of anything else. Let Tony Pepperoni wheel that back a little bit. You look like a brown noser because your nose was in my butt. Nothing racial.
I was just being Willy Wonka.
Just a Willy Wonka kind of thing.
Chocolate.
Holy shit.
Here's $20. And he just hands you $20.
I can't get kicked out of another school district.
Yeah. I'm on a 3 strikes rule. I'm 2 in.
Oh my God.
It's the bottom of the 9th for my career. Let's not tell anybody about that. Holy. You know what? Let's not go to Spanish either. It feels like it's a risky place. We're going to English.
So just regular English, huh?
We're just going to, we're going to English. Unless you want to go to urology.
English sounds good.
That's good. Prince of Pal.
Principal and Principal, am I right?
I lean over to Scary and say, hey, Scary, psst, it's me, Normal.
What?
Look, you know, I was thinking, you ever see that movie Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
You know how they gotta use, like, that serial killer guy to catch another serial killer?
Yeah.
Well, like, you're really, like, dark
a
and lonely.
Killer?
No, you're like dark and lonely.
You're saying I'm a serial killer?
What do you want from me? I'm just, you know, I thought you'd think that was cool.
That's the coolest thing you could ever tell me.
Yeah, you're like a serial killer. And like, you're like a badass and you're dark and lonely. And like, we need to get into his head and he's dark and lonely. So I was thinking like, do you have any tips or advice? Maybe you can like try to get him to open, like play mind games with him or something like that.
That's a good idea. Cause I think he's already like a big fan of mine. So like me telling him he's a friend, like doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
I think like you.
Anything.
Maybe you should take lead on just like making him like, you know, listen and feel good.
Like we gotta get in that dark heart of his. So like, you know, like do you have any like
what are topics to bring up to people like you?
Just get in there and sort of bust his brain open a little.
Okay, I'll give it a go. So English, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like you speak it. I speak it as well. It sucks. But not
we're like
as much.
Behind, we're like behind Tony Pepperoni, like giving her thumbs up. Like, so he goes like, good job, you're doing good.
He like stops walking to class to turn and face you. He's like, this is going to take all my attention.
You know what my favorite part of English is the acronyms like ISS, in school suspension.
Oh yeah, you have a pretty bad attendance record if memory serves. Quite a problem child you are, Scary. Hey, why aren't you on the soccer team anymore?
Oh, that's a very personal question. Why aren't you with your wife anymore?
I'm going to have Tony roll for psychic damage.
Guys, I think I'm doing really good.
Normal's like, no!
Link's already put his hand on Tony's shoulder and giving him, like, you can tell us. Like, look.
He gets a natural 20 of psychic damage.
Oh, no.
So his knees buckle underneath him, and he just falls down on all fours. He goes, oh!
Let it out, buddy.
Oh, no.
Hug him.
No!
You drag him into, like, a nearby, like...
like fucking Mel Gibson. We just drag him into...
No, I'm just saying,
into his arms. So nobody can see him.
He's just, yeah, he's just, he's still doing it as you're dragging him, as you're pulling him by the arms.
Guys, give me a hand here. We gotta get out of the hallway before the students come.
Scary, great work. That was so cool.
Yeah, sure.
Grab his legs. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Hymns.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and
the
medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Oh,
it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift mode.
Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Dude, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth.
You sound like
a 90s kid.
Yep, that's me.
Handmade stretch. You said gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
The nearest room you pull him into is the former debate classroom in which Normal's mother was the debate teacher and all the kids got doodlerized by the mayor. And you still see there's viscera on the walls. Not like human viscera, but like doodler viscera on the walls. You have to like break through a little bit of caution tape to get in there. But this is where you can be not heard. And he's just, and it's just cries are echoing off the goopy walls.
If I want to be where I'm not heard, I could go anywhere in the school. Get it?
Does he accept my hug?
She left me.
Oh.
Oh, that's so
wow.
Mr. Tony Pepperoni. what is the thing that you desire most in the world?
Is that even an ambiguous question?
Don't worry about
my fucking wife. My wife left me. Look at her. Oh, look at her.
Well, gentlemen,
she probably didn't really leave you, right?
He shows you the texts, which are just, he never sent her a text correcting her and saying this is the wrong phone number. So you just see an ascendingly graphic litany of texts about all the things that she wants Ralphie to dick her down up and sideways around. And well, he goes, she's left me for Ralphie.
In another way of thinking about it, it's pretty cool that despite how much she likes this guy Ralphie, she still hasn't left you. So like, that says something, right?
Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
13.
So 13 is not going to do it. He's going to go, no, you know, principals make so much fucking money, don't you? She's just trying to suck at the teat of big principal money until she could buy a new place for herself.
Hold on, Mr. Pepperoni.
I deserve it.
Oh, no. Well, let's not go there. You're telling me that are you still living together?
In a sense.
But you feel distant.
I mean, she comes home with 3 in the morning, stinking of joy and cum. And then I gotta get up a couple hours later, and my honey, do you need anything? And she's like, no. That's why she sounds just like me. She goes, I've been taken care of quite sufficiently. And so I go, okay. And I wake up Margarita, and we go to school in silence.
Oh, man.
And I get here, and I zone out. I just sit in the back of teacher's room so nobody looks at me, and I just think about my life and where I went wrong.
Damn, well, this is really heavy.
Sounds hard.
Wow, this is a team huddle. Team huddle, everyone, just give us 1 second.
I just want someone to fix me or kill me.
You heard him. He wants to be killed.
Well, we really bit off a lot here. This is a little out of my depth. I mean, like in a movie, what would we do? We, like, set him up with a new girlfriend or something? Should we get him out? What do we do?
First, I'm just saying that many, many great animes are about guys with options. So what if we get them a bunch of possibilities? Maybe we should reach out through our network and find other maybe young, hot, single principals in the area.
I don't know. I've seen the pictures, but like my understanding is like once you get married, like you love each other, it just stays that way. So like I think he's misunderstanding the situation, maybe. Like, I know these pictures look pretty bad, but like, I don't know. I've talked to my dads and like, it doesn't sound like a marriage I've heard of.
I don't know. I'm freaking out.
Tony, just a quick smile.
He turns to you. His fucking face is red.
I take a picture of however his face is.
He looks like he's like, his face is contorted into agony. His cheeks are fucking red and there's tears rolling down his
face.
And I
text Miss Hale. I say, interesting question mark. I say,
Quick, wait.
It's the only grown up we know that's like single.
Here, I've got this covered. I take the picture and I upload it to Tinder and I say, hot, lonely, lonely, sad, sad man looking to be lonely.
Oh, say he spends all day with kids.
What?
Say he's with kids, I mean, all the time.
And
he's good with them.
Say he's with kids all the time.
He's good with them.
He has kids. Say he's with kids all the time.
Okay, has kids no love time him. Kids love for him. You, only with kids. Yeah. Oh, doesn't that make him hotter?
Scary. Make sure to say he's 6 feet tall.
6'1".
Wow, okay. Good thinking.
And has a beard. You can grow a beard, right?
Yeah, given enough time.
Makes thousands of dollars a year.
Makes thousands of dollars a year. Drooly emotion face. Emoji.
Eggplant
emoji.
Oh, yeah, he's healthy. He's
dancing
vegetables.
Twins emoji.
He's a dancer.
Yeah.
Tony, what are some of your hobbies?
Do you want a
eating?
Tissue? You got like a big snot
bubble. No, I feel my feelings. I do like to dance when nobody's watching, though. I like sports. I like sports entertainment. I like I like all kinds of physical activity, either participating in or watching from a distance. With kids. I don't care about kids' sports. That's not a thing for me. I find it boring as hell.
Around kids all the time, but doesn't like watching kids play.
Thank you. Yeah, put that in. Make that bold.
Bold.
So he knows we're doing this now.
Let's dance. Yeah,
now he's over your shoulder watching you make his Tinder profile.
Let's dance like nobody's watching, and please don't watch me dance.
Yeah. Say I like to go hiking. I don't, but
looking for someone to keep up with me while I hike.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Okay. All right.
Scary, you're really good at this.
Tony, you're kind of launching pretty quick into this. You're feeling good, right? We got through all the bad emotions and now we're ready to fix you, right? That's what's
Tony
going on.
Tony looks at you and
through
he's still...
Through all the bad emotions and ready to be fixed.
So he's smiling now, but his tears are still falling down his face and he's like trying to force a smile through his pain. He goes, yeah, I'm feeling great. You get a text back from Mayhale saying like, to kill? Question?
Stand by. Response, stand by.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Miss Hill didn't understand. I just text back, are you single?
Mayhale says, you're a kid.
Yeah, that's not a picture of me.
Yes, I'm single. What are you asking? Why? What?
Is this man somebody that you could see possibly dating?
Or spending the rest of your life with.
Spending the rest of your life with.
Link, give the phone to Scary.
Okay. Oh, here, Scary. I don't know. My sales not understanding me. Here you go.
Hello?
We're texting. So you text hello. She goes, hi. It's, you don't have to say hello. We're texting.
Shut up.
Never mind. And she just blocks you.
Damn.
Oh, no. Why does I need help? Blocked from her phone now.
Do you think we should maybe just check in on like what the situation is with Ralphie and his wife?
Here's what I think.
I don't know if we need
to attack the Tony problem. Tony, we need to attack this problem from multiple angles. I think this whole Tinder thing, this is a great way for you to see what a catch you are, because I think you're going to get a bunch of lovely responses. It's going to do wonders for your self-esteem. But you mentioned something going wrong earlier. You like the moment when your life went wrong. What do you think that was?
He goes, oh, probably after we had Margarita. I didn't give enough time to my, you got to date your wife, you know? You got to date her. You got to treat her like a queen. And I let myself get wrapped up in my work and taking care of Margarita.
But you just said you do no work here, basically.
Let me treat
I
you
still
like
managed
a
to
queen.
Get wrapped up in it because I care.
Okay.
Let me treat you like a queen and wrap you up.
So, Mr. Tony, I'm assuming you don't like your wife getting dick deep by this person named Ralph, right?
Big Ralphie.
That
Ralphie.
Is accurate.
It's one thing to tell us, but have you told your wife this?
Let me explain something to you. When you grow up, you don't have conversations like that. You kind of just look at each other in the distance and sort of make eyes at each other, and you don't talk about the stuff that would really hurt, because if it really hurts, then you have to break up. And
well,
I don't
as a future teacher of America, I got to teach you something, buddy. I think you do have to talk to your wife about that, and you do need to communicate. You're never too old to communicate. I thought it's the opposite, I thought. I thought as you get older, you're supposed to be better at communicating.
I guess. All right, you want me to call her?
Okay, I posted
your
Tinder
profile. Do we have to be here for that?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, you should probably be here for this. I don't know what to say.
Okay, yeah, that's great. We'll tell him what to say. Okay.
All right.
I'm calling her. Ring, ring. That's her ringtone.
It's like that scene.
It's his voice?
No, it's her
that's
voice.
That's adorable.
It's her voice. We sound the same.
It's like that scene in Ready Player One when all the people are doing the trivia. He's got like the whole room of nerds for the trivia.
Yeah.
All right. Ring, ring. And she goes, hello.
Say hello.
Hello. Hey, honey. Hello. It's your husband, Anthony.
Let's not go off script, buddy.
Okay, sorry. She goes, what are you calling me for?
You're just calling to hear her voice.
I'm just calling to hear your voice. And she goes, your voice is the thing. You can just talk to yourself. You don't need to call me to hear your voice. It's basically
say,
the same
say,
part.
But my voice sounds sweeter coming from your mouth.
My voice sounds sweeter. Coming from your mouth. I don't know why I put emphasis on coming like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, coming.
I didn't mean to. And she goes, are you drinking? is school still in, right? What's going on? Something's wrong, right?
You said you want to date your wife. Do you want to go on a date, honey? We should have date night, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I thought it was that or maybe him addressing the fact that she's clearly cheating on him. What do you think you should do?
I spoke first. It's my turn.
Okay, you go. You okay, he'll date his wife.
All right. I want to take you out on a date. Do you want to go on a date tonight, honey? She goes,
you know, I can't. I've got work. You know, I've got work at the...
Is work spelled R-A-L-P-A-F?
Is work spelled R-A-L-P-F? And she goes,
how do you know about R-A-L-P-F? I mean, wait, no, that's not how it's spelled, Ralph. Okay? How do you know about Ralph?
Say, you just told me.
He leans in real close to the phone and goes, you just told me. And she goes,
oh, no. Oh, honey, this isn't how I wanted you to find out. You know what? Let me explain.
I'd love to hear you explain. He says, I'm going off script. I'm going rogue. And she goes,
look, Ralphie was there for me when I needed a loving hand and other appendages when you were. And it's not entirely a romantic thing. It's mainly just sexual. Mainly. Sometimes I think I might fall in love with him, but it hasn't happened yet.
And now Tony's looking at you guys like, what do I do?
Say you feel the same way.
I feel the same way.
And I understand goes, you.
About Ralph, you feel that, or about me?
About Ralph, say it.
About Ralph. I'm also having sex with Ralph.
Wait, are
and
you?
And I think I might fall in love with him. And he looks at you like, right? That's what you wanted me to say? Yeah.
Sure.
So she goes,
You're cheating on me?
And he goes,
doesn't feel so great, does it?
Doesn't feel so great, does it? And she goes,
no, it doesn't.
Now you know how I feel.
How dare you? How dare you? You know what? We're done. You and me, we're done. I don't want to see you again. I'm taking Margarita.
Who's saying this, actually?
His wife.
Okay.
I'm taking Margarita, and you can just stay there in your principal's office and enjoy the sound of your own voice and just hope that it's me. But it won't be. It'll just be your voice echoing off the fucking walls of your office, and now I sound kind of like Kermit.
Tony, freestyle, just speak from your heart. Tell her how you feel. Just hope it's time to be vulnerable.
All right. It's freestyle time from Tony Pepperoni.
I think it's a roll for this, I think, for Tony, right? How good is he at it?
Yeah, I'll roll for him.
I'm curious.
I don't know if you noticed, but I've been on my phone slightly more than usual. It's because since Beth brought it up, I've been trying to make a Tinder profile using only Vincent Kennedy McMahon pictures.
Oh, my God.
To see if I get any results. So he gets a 13, so it's like above average.
Can we help them? I'm going to help him with that roll.
Okay, go ahead.
By, like, giving him shoulder rubs.
Okay. You got this, like a cut man in a fucking boxing.
An emotional,
you
know, cut man.
Emotional cut man.
I think that is probably what, a little wisdom roll or something? Or what do you think that is?
I would say that's performance?
Performance. Just a straight D20. That's an 8.
Okay, so an 8, you give a bad back massage. It hurts him.
Oh, shit. Guys, help. Come on. Help.
The pain I feel in my heart and in my shoulders right now is nothing compared to the pain that I'll feel from losing you, my dear Desdemona. Yeah, that's her name. Why are you laughing? Name's Desdemona Pizza.
Desdemona Bologna Pizza.
And even though you've been cheating on me consistently with Ralph, I'm willing to forgive you if you'll just recommit yourself to this relationship, because I'm nothing without you. We're two halves of a pizza, and I don't want to be a lonely pepperoni. You know what I mean? Baby, you there?
Leeks just finds himself crying for some reason. This is really upsetting.
It's so beautiful.
What's happening?
And he just turns to you guys and goes, she hung up.
Guys, I know what we have to do.
What do we have to do? As I'm pretty sure we just torqued this guy's marriage.
Yeah, we gotta kill Ralph.
Yeah, but
we just
ripped the band-aid off.
Gotta kill Ralph?
Yeah.
Well, wait, what's that gonna do, Scary?
I don't know. I just know it's the right thing to do.
Oh, well.
Well, let's table that.
Yeah.
For now.
Tony, tell us about Ralph.
Ralph, he's the principal of an opposing high school.
Oh, the better one?
Yeah. That's right.
He's the principal of Chaparral High School. He's like me, but taller.
Oh, yeah, he's a really
Ralph
good looking
Ricotta
guy.
Ralph Ricotta from Chaparral High School.
Yeah,
no.
Ralph Ricotta.
30 under 30.
How could she?
I'm the San Dimas Ricottas.
You're too good for her.
I'm glad you think that, but it's not true. She's the light of my life. She was anyway. Now the light is gone.
And then I grab him and I cast Beacon of Hope.
Ooh, wow.
This spell bestows hope and vitality. Choose any number of target creatures within range. I cast it on Tony Pepperoni. So he has advantage on wisdom and saving throws and stuff like that. But for the purposes of roleplay, he's like, I'm like, no, if you love her, you go to her. Look, as someone who's lost just so much recently in terms of my relationship with my dad and my uncle, and like, I'm just feeling weird about my whole family. You can't give up on love. You can't give up Tony Pepperoni. Give me a T.
A T.
Give me an O.
Oh.
Give me an N.
And
give me a Y.
Oh, it's my name.
Yeah,
y.
It's your name. You're Tony. Look at yourself in the mirror. And I turn around and I point him at the mirror.
He's, oh, God. Oh, no.
Do you want to look like this for the rest of your life?
No.
Then go get her, buddy. And I push him out the door.
All right. I'm going. Follow me.
Hey, Normal, do you think that maybe his wife's also the problem?
We got to kill his wife.
So he drives to...
Are we just in the back of the car?
Yeah, you're just in the back. He's like, you want you to shadow me all day, right?
All right.
Scooch in. I've got a hatchback.
Wow, is this what's always like to be a principal?
Yeah, pretty much every day. Yes.
Cool.
All right, here we go. Vroom, vroom. Sorry, that's what my car makes, that noise. I custom installed it.
My car also sounds like me.
My car sounds like me. I made it custom.
Yo, Tony, we heard you like pepperoni, so we Tony'd your car so you can Tony Pepperoni. Yeah.
Tony Pepperoni was one of the cars picked for like the new reboot of like MTV, like Pimp My Ride. And so it's just like there's a pizza oven in the back.
Help yourself to some calzones.
No, he's like the one person that won. You know, like Pizza Hut always has like the Jurassic Park van or something. He's like, who wins those things?
He's got the Jurassic Park van with a pizza oven in the back. Help yourself, kids.
The best that's
ever the noise it makes when I back up. All right, we're going to my wife's work.
Okay.
At the library next to Chaparral High School.
Oh, buddy.
All right.
Oh, bud.
So you arrive at the Chaparral Branch Public Library.
Just cough before you enter. Like, make some noise before you walk in.
I always cough. I want them to know I'm coming.
Well, not then.
Not then. I mean, it's usually, I'm what we call a one pump chump.
One right. Cough, one pump, and we're done.
All right. So we're going in now.
Like
whatever you
Starbucks
do,
order it.
Make sure you're quiet because it's a library. Okay. So be polite.
Okay.
All right. You too. Don't
this is as quiet as I get. I'm sorry. All right. So they go
inside
in and
voices,
she's
everyone.
She's manning the late returns desk for fines and stuff like that. And he goes, well, 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 look who's looking awfully fine today. She goes, stop it. You used that pickup line on me when we first met and it's not cute anymore. It's not funny. It's not sexy. You've been cheating on me. And he goes, no, I wasn't cheating. These four children told me that I should tell you that I was cheating. And she goes, what? And she looks at you.
Hi, Mrs. Pepperoni. Yeah, we were trying to help him out with your little...
My name's Mrs. Pizza. I didn't take his name.
Hi, Mrs. Pizza.
Wow,
I'm sorry.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We girls got to stick together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Why do I like you?
Anyways,
hold on.
Tony's going to talk now. You were mostly talking to us on the phone. We did a bad job. So we're just here for moral support for our favorite principal, because he's a really good principal. I'm sure he's a good father and husband, too.
I'll have you also know that I did a summer internship as a peer counselor. So I have some experience resolving interpersonal disputes. I'm also training as a backup plan to be a therapist if I can't become a mascot. I would love to offer my services to help you guys work through these issues that you're having.
You can call him Professor Oak. Jokes only for Anthony.
I mean, I'm amazed that didn't get more of a reaction.
I'm sorry.
Desdemona goes, sure, I guess you can be the mediator. Can you tell my husband, soon to be ex, that I don't love him anymore?
And how does that make you feel?
Which one of us? Desdemona or
Desdemona.
Or it makes me feel irritated that I'm still married to him and I want to be over with it so I can live with Ralphie full time. Wait, you're the mascot kid? Where's the suit?
One moment, please. And I have an inflatable Teeny the Teen emergency helmet that I keep in my back pocket. And I spend 10 minutes blowing it up and come back with it on.
All right, roll deception.
I feel like Constitution, maybe, to see if I blow it up all the way.
What do they do for 10 minutes while you're blowing it up?
Yeah, so they just sit there in silence for 10 minutes.
You guys can figure out what they're doing for 10 minutes. I'm going to go inflate my inflatable Teeny the Teen
head. I go, excuse me, Ms. Pizza. Ms. Pizza. Mm-hmm.
No, it's still Mrs. It's just Mrs. Yeah. Pizza because I'm married, but I didn't take his name.
I miss pizza, too. So my question is, where are the computers? I have some animated printout.
There are computers in the back there near the kids section.
Ah, yes.
In the open air zone so everybody can see whatever you're doing on the computer,
that
so don't try
fine.
Any funny stuff.
That is fine. I will be right back, everybody.
All right. I walk over to Scary, the only person who stayed here, I guess. Hey, okay, Scary, you're like more worldly, I think, than the three of us. Like, we need him to not be lonely, but I'm pretty sure if he stays with his wife, he's just going to stay lonely, because this isn't any sort of relationship I've seen. This seems pretty like a movie, really, like a bad one. So, like, what do you think?
I mean, as the Phantom of the Opera once said, he could learn to be lonely.
Yeah, oh, that's great. I think he kind of already knows how to be, but, like, you're talking about, like be good at it. Normal's blown up his...
Guys, I'm back. I got an 11 on my Constitution roll, so yeah, I have a sad, half-deflated okay. Teen of the... Look, Teen of the Teen is in all of our hearts. He's in all of our spirits. You just got to deal with me.
He's horrible looking. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not as strong as I think I am. I don't think I am. I'm not that strong. But that's my thing, and I'm shouldering that burden as best I can. We're going to fix your marriage so Tony won't be lonely anymore. That's the name of the game today. So whatever what problem you're having with him... Why don't you just say it so we can get over it and you guys can be happy and he can be happy and we can save the world.
Desdemona says, there's nothing to fix. The marriage is over. I don't care about him anymore. And whatever feelings he has toward me are irrelevant. It takes two to tango, as we say. And Tony says, we do say that. No, I would do anything for you. I love you more than anything.
Oh, you guys have sayings. How cute.
We did.
Okay.
As you were on your computer checking out anime, you're to your right.
And you turn and you see Hiro Oat Garcia like looking over your shoulder, looking at your like anime search. She just goes,
pretty wishly if I say so myself, but
why? Well, I take it you're a true expert in this regard.
Yeah, sorry. You're still on the Toy Stories 1 through 3. I've evolved to Toy Story Gaiden, the prequel series.
Wait, is that the one where Buzz and Woody? No. That's the sequel, Toy Story 5, Love is War, where Woody and Buzz get married.
What are you doing here, you nerd? I know you don't read.
I am trying to save the world. What are you doing here,
oh,
you
my
nerd?
God.
What get is that? Get a room.
Where are you, Scary? Are you across the library?
I'm like in between way these two far away. I'm so far away.
But it's really quiet, so your voice travels.
We're trying to save the world. We're trying to help Tony Pepperoni fix his fucked up marriage by the power of anime.
It sounds like two different things, my dude. No. Saving the world is like saving a fucked up marriage. What are you fucking
shows how
about?
Much you fucking know, you idiot.
Oh, I fucking hate you so much. I'll kill you.
Look at me.
You're like a car crash.
Look at me.
Your face is like a human fucking car crash.
I promise I will kill you.
I will fucking kill you. First, if I kill you first, you piece of shit.
My
brother never befriended you in the fucking first place.
I'm going to find where you sleep, and I'm going to throw a pipe bomb in your bedroom.
I'll fucking catch it in my mouth if it means I don't have to fucking see your face again, happily. Once it explodes, once it blows my face wide open like a goddamn chestburster, I'll still be happier and cuter than you, you dumb fuck.
I think we've made some real progress here today. I storm off really angrily, and then as I'm storming off, we cut to inside of Taylor's head, and Taylor goes like, one step closer to making her fall in love with me.
We go into the hero's head. She's like, I'm gonna kill that guy.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
Them. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait,
we're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
We missed you, Ryan. We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
Ryan, I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool.
Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones does
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Is Freddie stepping out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue
you. 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, back to the normal scene.
Normal did not even see that his sister was just here. He just felt like a sort of twinge of irritation on the back of his head. Who's talking over there?
Desdemona, I'd do anything for you, but it appears that ship has sailed for you. She goes, yep, the passion's not there anymore. Whatever I usually hold for you, I hold for that guy over there. And she points behind you, Normal, and the principal chaparral is there, and he's looking down at your Teeny the Teen costume with, like, hungry eyes. And his hands slowly move toward it as if to pluck it off of your scalp.
Hey, don't touch him.
What, me?
Hey, that guy just touched that kid.
Roll deception.
I'm helping.
Damn it. They're holding at 12. Oh, Taylor.
Taylor, I think, runs in from the back, being like, yeah, I saw it. I recorded at my phone. I got a natural 20 plus 3. Bitch.
Oh, my God. So immediately the library security guard goes, hands off the kid. And he's like, what, me? The security guard starts chasing after him. He goes, oh, no. And he starts running.
Tase him, bro.
He's just a library security guard. They don't give him stun guns.
In the future.
They give them real guns.
Beams are precious commodities.
Yeah, this is something America. The video you have of him going, I didn't touch a kid, and running goes viral. And Chaparral's principal will, in the ensuing weeks, be known as, like,
I didn't touch a kid guy.
Yeah, that's the pithy nickname they give him, the I didn't touch a kid guy, Chap Pervert. So he runs, exits pursued by a library security guard. She goes, oh, great. Now you put my boyfriend in hot water. You think I was going to solve things for you? You think I was going to make anything easier for you?
He put that on himself.
He didn't. He was just trying to take the costume.
And why would he do that?
Because it's an ongoing thing between...
Or because it was on a kid.
If you're trying to convince me that my boyfriend is a pedophile by something that I just saw you make up, you're going to have a hard time of it.
Man, this is hard.
That's why I told you to kill him. You know what, guys? Let's pack it in. I gotta get you back to school anyway.
Look! Okay.
Tony Pepperoni, wait,
we got it, huh?
Okay, all right. We have to take the place of his wife. Because I think that's not going to work out. No, I just think that's not going to work out, but we have to make him not lonely, so I think we just have to become his, like, best friends. Like, in the same way you guys became my best friend,
but
I'm not lonely anymore.
But this is going to be a problem.
Oh, that's really sweet, though. Yeah. Wait, thanks, jeez.
That was easy. It was like we just hung out.
Like, shut up, this is a library.
Like, we have other things we have to do, so unless you're proposing that we take shifts being friends with our principal.
What else do we have to do? We literally have to save the world. One of the first steps to save the world is make this guy not lonely.
Yes, so. First step. How do you start a journey of 1,000 miles?
Well, maybe we become really good friends. He'll become like a new sidekick for us or something. He can be helpful. I was just saying this is the next, one step at a time. What's the step? We have to make him not lonely. So what do you propose? I'm saying we make him not lonely by like hanging out with him.
I turn to Tony and his wife, Desdemona. Oh, is it like a Sons and Sons ability thing? Her name's Desdemona? Is she a... Whatever. We're just, that's one for the fans. Figure that out.
Fucking do it.
Fucking figure that out.
Mr. Pepperoni, Miss Pizza, in all 6 months as a peer counselor, I've never encountered a case as tough as this one. And I just want to thank you both for sharing your feelings today, being honest. Sometimes the truth is beautiful, even if it's hard to stomach. And I just want to say, I think we made some real progress today. And Tony, do you want to be our best friends?
I'm going to have him roll.
How vulnerable is he right now?
Yeah, he rolled a 12, so he's pretty vulnerable. I'm going to give you a +3 because he's so vulnerable. He goes, yeah, you know what? Yeah, if I can't feel the joy and the love in my heart that I felt when I was young and I met you, Desdemona, I guess I'll feel it with these kids. Like, platonically, again, I'm going to just hang out with these kids now and protect them the way that you didn't protect my heart. We're going. And he leaves the library with all of you.
Meet your competition, lady. He's doing just fine.
So all the blogs up there, they go, all principals are pedophiles. Every single one of them in San Dimas.
As we're leaving, I think Taylor has like a literal stack that's above his head of just like all the fucking mangas that have released in the time that we've been like away. Uh-huh. And he's just like, sorry, guys, this is irrelevant, but I just need some catching up to do on the series.
You've got Moana-chan. You've got Lightyear-sama. Oh, no, that's Gaiden. That's Toy Story Gaiden. Yeah, Lightyear.
Toy Story Gaiden Lightyear.
Oh, also, as you're driving to and from the school, you see like, it's kind of like Escape from New York-y. Because the mayor has still not been caught and the mayor's acolytes are kind of still running around. So you see like doodlerize, like wide-eyed people smiling just like the mayor, like trying to tip cars over, and while you're driving around, Tony Barbarone is like,
Yeah, this has been happening in the past couple of months. The main thing is just the slowdown. The one with the big sign that says, don't let in these four kids, and it's got pictures of all of you. Yeah, that one's still around.
Oh, okay.
So that's the world also. But yeah, go ahead and roll to see how effective your anime therapy, your manga therapy is.
Hey, Tony, yes, I have here a
list. We just cut you back at school. He's like, I don't want to sleep at home anymore because it's her place, so I'm just going to sleep in my office. But well, yeah, let's go to the AV room and watch some anime.
I printed out the animes for him.
I guess we do print out animes?
Yeah. Mangas.
Frame by frame, or the manga? Baby. Okay, well, manga and anime are two separate things. I would assume you would know that.
Listen.
Taylor should have to roll psychic damage.
Taylor also goes like, when dealing with a layperson, it's important to slowly introduce new terms.
If I was truly a layperson, you would just call it Japanimation and left it at that. You know it.
I did 2 damage to myself.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll for manga.
Feels like an Arcana roll to me.
I think Arcana or History is probably Arcana. Fine.
16 plus 2, 18.
18. He's like, oh, I see the appeal of this. And a month goes by. What do you do the next month of your friendship with Principal Tony Pepperoni? You said yourself you have time. There's nothing else you're doing. So a month goes by and you just watch all of the favorite animes of Taylor's.
Okay, in that case, what happens to Margarita?
Margarita, as you're reading anime, like the style of a kindergartner where Taylor is holding open the book and like reading the captions aloud to the room and then turning the page.
Yeah, so it's a montage of like us every morning. We like bring Tony like donuts and a coffee. And we tell him he's doing great. We say, we'll see you after school. And then after school, we just watch anime with him.
Yeah, you watch
and we
anime.
We just become his friend.
And every day around 3 when school gets out, Margarita peeks in her head and she's like, Dad, I'm going home. And he's like, yeah, tell your mother that, it doesn't matter. And she goes, ugh. And she just closes the door.
Like, damn,
and
Margarita's
leaves.
Undoing all the good work.
Well, then
we're
halfway
doing
through the month, we all take a step to Margarita. He's like, hey, Margarita, how are you doing with all this? Like, your dad seems like you love your dad still, right?
Of course I love my dad. I just wish they would fucking divorce already. I'm sick of it. They argue all the time. They would be better apart. But they just like,
well, they are apart.
Yeah, they are apart now.
I'd be like, permanently, properly apart. You know, so I, mean, just I don't, the I don't know if you've ever been a child of separation or not. My mom's first marriage didn't go super well. So that's why I also kept her name and not Tony Pepperoni's. But like, you know, divorce is actually pretty good if the marriage isn't going well. And so right now they're in this stupid holding pattern and you're just sort of putting, you know, you're trying to salve this wound when
it seems
in reality,
like they're kind of trying to do it for you. Maybe you're the problem.
Whoa.
Rolled persuasion or intimidation.
I get a 7.
All right. She goes, no, I'm not the problem. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe they saw you and they thought, ew. If a girl that ugly can exist,
guys,
then I don't
want to
be alive
Margarita.
Anymore.
We need to kill Margarita.
Hey, can you
no,
come,
scary.
Can you come to, we've been watching anime with your dad every day after school for like 6 hours every day. That's what your dad does after school now. So
that's what he does?
Yeah.
I hoped he just had an affair.
No.
Oh my God.
But very clearly not at all. Can you come watch anime with us tomorrow?
I guess.
Taylor, is there like any good anime that's like about like this? You know, that like, you know, sometimes art can make people like, you know, Margie's going to be here tomorrow.
Wait, it's just like in that classic TV series, Final Fantasy XIV, Dad of Light, where a dad and their son bond over playing Final Fantasy XIV together. Like, maybe he'll bond with his daughter and like, then, you know, we can kind of offload this emotional burden onto her.
Yeah.
And it won't be our problem anymore and he'll be fixed.
Or it shouldn't be a burden. Like, you know, like my dad's telling me like, I'm like the light of the world and like every day they're not lonely because I exist. So like, shouldn't like Tony be less lonely because he's got a kid? Like, they should spend more time together. So, like, let's start.
I don't know. Sometimes spending time with your kid or your dad makes you more lonely.
Never. It's the best thing in the world.
Whatever. Speak for yourself.
I am. It's the best thing in the world, Scary.
Anthony, has he gotten any hits on his Tinder bio?
Well, I haven't finished making it.
Oh, I see. You're making it for real.
Yeah, I was going to make it for real and then see
if you get
anybody.
It has been a month. Like, I feel like we can do a roll.
That's fair. It's a month. Go ahead and somebody roll. Just give me a straight up luck roll.
It's that's not all it is. Luck.
9.
Well, I only got 1 hit.
She's doing a fake one. We made it.
It was us.
It was you guys.
It was a literal horse.
Yeah. It was a picture of a horse. And then I got another one that it was from somebody that said they needed 100 roses to go on a date with me. I don't even know what that means. This is a prostitute.
I do know what that
means. I know what that means. And I gave her 100 roses. She was really upset. So yeah, no luck on the old Tinder for Anthony Pepperoni.
Oh, hey, Margarita's going to join our 1 month anniversary of anime clubs. So.
Oh, hey, you want to watch anime with your old man? And she goes, oh my God, like I'll do it once. Okay, you get one of these. So what are we watching, I guess?
Oh, there's an old adaptation called Parent Trap.
That's the opposite of the lesson. That's why my parents can't get back together.
Four.
Four. Oh, that's four. Good parent one. Versus parent.
Parent versus parent. Which mirrors.
Oh, my parents, my dad said I couldn't watch that one because it was a bad lesson.
two twins scheme to get their parents divorced.
Roll a d20
they're
arcana.
They're quadruplets at this point.
Yeah, they're quadruplets. They're a force to be reckoned with. That's what the cover says.
Well, the whole time we're watching, we've set up seats in the classroom when we watch, like on the projector. And I'm sitting right behind and in between Tony and Margarita. And like anytime something that seems relevant, like I kind of whisper, I like lean into Margarita. He's like, your dad probably feels that way. And then like, when like, and then like, it's like, happens like, you know, Margarita probably want to hear that from you sometimes. Like, I just like, the whole anime.
All right, Taylor, roll Arcana, and Lincoln, roll Persuasion as you whisper these things.
14 plus 2, 16.
Wow.
I got like the good like laser disc print, you know what I'm saying?
I got a natural one.
So Tony's really into the fucking movies. Like, wow, Lindsay Lohan was really an underutilized talent.
In anime.
Yeah, in the anime.
In anime.
She's a great voice acting. Yeah, that's how she came back around. That was her second act.
Yeah, she voiced Broly in.
But Margarita, as you lean over, like, oh, your dad might like to hear that kind of stuff. She's like, this is the most transparent fucking thing I've ever seen. You think a shitty anime is going to make me repair my relationship with my dad? No. Hey, this is a waste of my time. This is a waste of my dad's time. You were enabling him. It's disgusting. I am out of here. And she leaves.
If you guys are still down with killing her, I am.
Yeah, maybe. I'm so bad at this, guys. This is hard. It's been a month.
It's been a month and we haven't got no progress.
Whole month. This whole adventure's been a month. We've done so much in a month. This is a whole month.
I look deep within my soul to see if we've made any progress whatsoever.
What's the insight?
I got a 19.
Okay, so with a 19... You can tell that I basically give him loneliness hit points, so to speak, and you're trying to get them to zero. So he started out with 10. Mm-hmm. He is down to 8.
I have an idea.
Is this like something bad happens if we don't do this in time? Is there like a sword of Damocles if we keep doing this? Like,
yeah, because it's like 5 months, like we could get him down to zero.
All right, I have one more plan.
I don't think I could last
also,
five
all
months
the stuff
anime.
With Margarita Pizza, he was like, I just want to watch anime now. And he spent another month just watching anime. No, he goes into a depressive fugue state.
Okay, guys,
I hate you so much.
This has been the best 2 months of my life.
Guys, it's been a while. Remember? My dad's, they would always throw, you know, dinner parties for like the neighbors and stuff. Like, maybe he needs adult friends. Why don't I ask my dad? Like, you know, especially since other dad's like on fucking whatever we've lied about for a month on vacation or whatever work vacation for a month that Marco believed. I can tell him that maybe just, and I mean, singles, there doesn't have to be anything like sexual about this. Just like, you know, just like just maybe adult, he gets invited to like adult dinner party.
Adult companionship.
Yeah, just hang out. My dad's the best. So, like, of course he's going to be less lonely if he's hanging out with my dad and his friends.
What if I had, like, an even cooler adult friend?
Sure, he can come. Or they.
Wait, is it Willie?
No.
Okay, well then, who is it?
Sounds like it's Willie
Sounds
Scary.
Like it's Willie.
It's not.
It.
It's
Scary.
It's my god grandmother.
Your okay. god grandmother.
Wow, that's pretty.
Wow, I don't even know.
I am the god grandmother. What's her name?
Beth.
Worthers!
Beth?
Beth May.
Okay.
Still well, alive.
Sure. If you give me a contact information, Beth.
I'll call her right now.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I was going to, my dad should probably call.
Ring, ring.
To invite it went viral, that ringtone.
Ring, ring.
Are you calling Beth or are you calling Willie?
Ooh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it could be Willie really pretending lie. To be Beth.
I'll do Willie pretending
okay,
to be
Beth. Okay, guys. Great.
What's up?
So I know we haven't really talked at all, but I'm looking to find an adult friend for my adult friends.
This is like how you call a fucking call center for like prostitutes.
Yes, a prostitute call center.
It's for a friend.
Prostitution hotline, how may I direct your call?
And then you're really circumvent about it. Hey, prostitute call center. Yes, I need an adult friend for my adult friend. Oh, yes, that's why we're here.
That's why we, the prostitution call center, are here.
Here for.
He's looking for a good time.
Can we roll to see if we know? It's
yeah, roll insight with disadvantage because it's over the phone.
I got a natural one.
12 plus 3, 15.
Okay.
I got 12.
Taylor knows that it's not necessarily whoever Scary is saying it is.
So he needs some friendly companionship, does he?
Yes.
Well, I loved you, but I'm currently a bit... in disclosed. I've been locked up and listening to riddles for the past 2 months.
Hey, wait a minute. This sounds familiar.
I'm not on speakerphone. Shut up.
Well, maybe we could bring the pizza to you. Like,
what?
More,
that was a dinner party, Scary.
Yeah,
we're not,
more
we're
of
going
an
to my house.
Dinner party.
What?
Okay, but the door's going to have to be open for me to get the pizza. I can't eat pizza through a locked door.
I should have really thought about this before I dialed this number.
Was that really Scary?
I mean, you got everything you need to open the door, so just get the thing that opens
hey,
the
Scary,
door.
Hey, Scary, this sounds a lot like you're just talking to Willie.
I can't believe you guys don't believe women. Oh, my God.
I, more than anyone, believed in the power of a zany scheme to fix all of his problems, but we've been at this for months, and I'm starting to think the problem might be within. It might be Tony. So listen, I think we should just level with him about what's going on. I think he needs that kick in the ass. I go up to Tony and say, Tony.
Yeah.
It's been 2 months, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is 2 months not enough time to get over a divorce for you? Do I need to be going faster with the love of my life and the mother of my child leaving me?
You just need to buck up because you've got like, there's a monster inside of you, and if we can't...
I know!
All right, let's take him to the dinner party. No.
Look, you either guys stop being lonely or we're going to have to kill you. That's the situation. Yeah.
Roll intimidation.
It's a 12.
A 12.
I mean, that's a little strong. You're coming on a little strong for that. I already feel like I'm dying inside anyway, so what's the point?
Well...
I mean, nobody's killing anybody. I'm just miserable all the fucking time. I wish I was dead, kind of, but it's something about dinner party.
You want to go hang out with some adults and not us?
Honestly, kind of, yeah. It's been 2 months. I've only been seeing you kids.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
All right.
Well, in an office or a headquarters?
No, what are you going to do at my house, Gary? I mean, you can invite somebody if they can freely
on their own will get there.
You can freely on their own will get to the party. Is welcome to come, Scary.
Hi, I call the real Beth May.
Yes?
Hey, will
Hello?
You come to this party?
Who is this?
You don't know me, really. Like, your
How
friend.
How did you get this?
Your friend is like my step grandfather, but I know.
Oh,
he's
you're
not...
scary.
Yeah. So okay.
No, I got... stop being so scary. I'm petrified.
Oh, that's real funny. I bet you're a real hit at parties.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's so good.
Got him.
Okay, so will you come to this party or whatever?
Okay, if you want me to come to a party, Beth May loves to party.
She sure does, I guess. Okay, yeah, here's the address.
Yep.
Yep, and it's going to be now.
No, 7 p.m. tomorrow.
7 p.m. tomorrow.
Dad needs some, we got to make dinner.
Should I bring anything?
Should you
bring anything? Should I bring copies of my new poetry book?
Any,
don't do that.
Any food allergies?
Do you have any food allergies?
I'm allergic to bullshit.
That's cool.
Tell her what's always
sorry about it. Only shooting for me, best mate.
She sounds awesome.
She's gonna fit right in. Fine, I guess. Okay.
See you then.
I sent Marco a text that just says, Dad, you gotta throw a dinner party at 7 p.m. tomorrow.
And he just goes, what?
It's important. I have a friend.
He needs our help.
Hey, there's a guy who's going through a divorce. He's really lonely. He's our principal. You've met him. He just needs a good time. And also, I think it would be nice for you to spend some time since Dad's been away for so long, is what my text says.
Roll persuasion with advantage, because that's a good argument.
You got six with advantage.
He goes,
I'm not hosting a party.
I'll do everything. I'll do everything. I'll do everything. Well, to cook, all you have to do, oh, Dad, you deserve it. All you have to do is sit down and enjoy time with your friends.
Okay, you just want me to invite my friends, and then also you're going to separately invite some sad divorced guy?
You've met Mr. Pepperoni. You've met him before.
I have, but he's not my friend.
Yeah, I know. He just needs speaker. He just, oh, yeah, hey, we're all here. My friends, too. Yeah, they're going to help out.
I cannot wait for your dad to get home.
What is a stranger but a potential future friend?
Just, you don't have
fine,
to,
fine, I'm not cooking anything, but I will not kick you out.
Oh, we could get catered by Sonics.
Yeah, we'll figure out something.
I'm not paying for Sonics.
Yeah, no, you don't have to pay any. Well, you're going to have to. I don't have my own money, but like, we'll get dinner. Don't
we
worry about
it. We cut to the party.
Okay, great.
Everyone is here. Tony Pepperoni, Marco Wilson.
Can we do a thing where we also like posted it on like Craigslist or something? Where it was
party's
like,
right.
Like
party.
Where it's
we
like
don't
a
need
big
wild,
dinner party.
Weird people coming. Need 8 adults. 8 normal adults. It's a dinner party. It's not fucking teenage rape.
Not sexual? Question mark.
I'm sorry.
There was there a Craigslist ad with my address on it saying any adult who wants a good time, come here.
You're right, Matt. I wasn't thinking. You're right. That's okay. Not how adult parties
So the
work.
Party is bumping. You're listening to the Baha Men. Beth...
Beth May shows up with a bottle of Everclear. Tony is there in the corner, just kind of not talking to anybody. Everybody's having fun conversations. Beth and Marco seem to be getting along.
Old Beth May.
Don't call me old Beth May. You got some fucking cheek on you, child.
I'd like to introduce you to somebody.
Yes?
Over here. I introduce old Beth May to Tony Pepperoni.
Nice to meet you. I'm Tony Pepperoni. I'm a school principal. She goes, I'm Beth May. I do many things. I'm a poet. I'm a voice actor. I'm a regular actor. I'm a writer.
Okay, we get
I'm
it.
I'm a podcast.
Tony, what do you think about that? I'm going to see if Tony has, there's a spark. Is there a spark of attraction?
He goes, I hate this woman. Everything about her seems wrong to me.
Yeah, okay, all right.
If anybody would like to, though, they can roll perception.
I got a 4.
Natural 1. What the fuck?
I got 3. A 28.
You, and only you, Normal, notice that Tony Pepperoni keeps sneaking glances at Marco.
Interesting. Blink.
Your dad seems really nice.
Yeah, he's the greatest. I mean, like, he's top 2 people in the world.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I don't make that list.
Well, yeah, the other one's my other dad. Those are the top 2. Marco.
No, I heard that. That's why I was agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Hey, cheer up, man.
I shouldn't
man.
Have done this.
Blink.
What's up?
I just wish someone would kill me.
I'm saying, guys, it'd be so easy.
Would it help if I told you that I'm racist? I got real fucked up opinions about women, too.
Scary pulls out the Kellogg knife.
Link,
okay.
I have bad news.
What?
I'm getting vibes. I'm getting vibes between Tony Pepperoni and Marco. I think he likes your dad.
Yeah, everybody likes my dad.
No, but I mean, I think he likes your dad.
I mean, okay.
Hey, so look.
Good luck. He's going to compete with Grant. So
okay, but like maybe if you look, kind of let him compete a little bit. Like,
yeah, maybe
know?
Maybe he just.
How much do you trust? I mean, like, look. Yeah, all I'm saying.
Whoa. Sure. I don't know. I mean, we gotta save the world. I mean, I feel like it's probably gonna be a dead end. I feel like it's gonna make him more lonely when he gets rejected
right.
by the best dude in the world.
I just rolled stealth and okay. I got a 17 plus 2.
Somebody else will roll perception opposed whoever you're doing a thing to.
Who has the garage door opener?
I think Link does.
Me. I got a 18.
So I steal the garage door opener from Link and I click open.
Or are you just doing it from where you are?
I'm doing it from where I am.
Okay, cool. All right, well, the party continues as normal then for a bit.
We just gotta let them party. We just, all the kids just go upstairs and we just play video games.
Kids upstairs play video games.
The adults are having their party. I'm just hoping that the party goes well.
Beth's downstairs signing autographs. And after about an hour, you hear a really loud knock on the door. You hear Marco go, oh my God, are you, do you need a, and you hear a voice go, no, I'm fine. It's you should see the other guy. Where's your, you have a son, right? And then you hear some murmuring.
Can we peek down the stairs?
You like, sure can.
Yeah, because we heard a loud knock. Okay,
like scampy kids in a.
Yeah. Guys, do you hear that loud knock? I want to see who's coming to the dinner party.
You can roll stealth if you like, if you want to do it without being spotted.
Jeez, fuck it. I got 6.
You peek over the step and then you fall down the steps loudly. And as you roll to a stop, you see Willie there with 2 big black eyes. His mouth is bleeding. His nose is bleeding. He's got dried blood all over his face. Looks like parts of his hair have been ripped out. And he goes, hey, just the guy I wanted to see.
Oh, you solved the riddles?
Quickly, yeah.
I instantly put my hands into my pocket.
And it's not there.
What the?
Yeah, good to see you.
Oh, Scary. And he like looks at you and he follows Scary's gaze to Tony Pepperoni. And he looks back at Scary. And he goes, just say the word.
Go ahead.
Okay. And he pulls a knife out of one of the knife holders and just stabs Tony Pepperoni in the throat with it. I'm going to see if Tony Pepperoni rolls anything to avoid that. No, he doesn't. He rolls a 6 to avoid it. He goes, wait, what's going on? And Willie just stabs him in the throat with a knife. Marco starts screaming. Everybody starts screaming. Beth May's like, metal. And it starts running.
I run to Tony Pepperoni.
It goes,
Mr.
You're not.
I hold his hands.
I cast Cure Wounds on him.
Wait, stop.
What do you mean,
are you fucking kidding me right now?
I cast Cure Wounds on Tony.
Okay, so as you move forward with glowing hands to cast your Cure Wounds on Tony Pepperoni, you have to move past Willie, which means he gets an attack of opportunity. So give me a strength saving throw.
Okay. I got a 4.
Okay, so Willie got a 6. So you feel his arm grab onto your shoulder and shove you really hard up against the counter, and you feel his forearm just pinning you there, and he goes, it's over. It's already happened. It's
no!
done. It's done. It's okay.
What?
It's
no!
fine. It's fine.
Call an ambulance!
And Link is there holding Tony Pepperoni, and Tony's like,
hey, man, I'm here. You're not alone, man. I'm here with you.
And he tries to say something, but he got stabbed in the throat, so the coughing up of blood makes his words almost entirely unintelligible. All you can make out is, tell Margarita and the rest of it is completely unintelligible. Mm-hmm. And he slumps over dead, and he's bleeding onto the tile floor. And Marco has grabbed a knife, and he's pointing it at Willie, and he's really nervously holding it out.
I look at Scary, I go, where's the opener?
Shouldn't you say thank you?
Do you have the opener?
Yeah, I have it.
Get the fuck out of my house, Scary, and I push her out of the house.
Wow. As you go to push her out of the house, I'm assuming you're ignoring Willie, but he's walking with you being like, hey, come on, it's not her fault. Come on. You had to do it. You had to do it. She told me on the phone. Like, oh, come on.
Come on, Willie. Guess these guys don't see when you've done them a favor.
See, you fucking narcs.
Narcs.
As you watch the silhouettes of Scary Marlowe and Willie Stampler walking into the distance, you slam the door shut behind them.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxon Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Else is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. We got ourselves a Patreon, and on that Patreon are fine-ass people who support us. People like Kobe Hackett, Andrew Mignola, Zach McNeil, Woa, Zach Lord, Jake Weiner, Caitlin J. Hendricks, Lobby Taylor, Chandler Hines, Jackson Simon, Ketcher, Sam Passau, Joshua Kodamal, Justin Magia, CT, Robert Brundrett, Stricken, Dark Wolf, Adam and Rochelle, and Rennie. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to another pulse-pounding year of Dungeons & Daddies. We hope you had a good holiday. And if you're looking around for maybe, I don't know, a New Year's resolution, why not settle on treating yourself with more dad content? You know what? Life is hard. You deserve hours of bonus content just right there for the taking on our Patreon. Listen to our after show. Watch videos. Listen to us play bonus one-shots. Get the rest of Sons and Sons' Ability. You heard episode one, you can get the rest of it on our Patreon. You get merch discounts. So there's a lot of stuff you can get. It's great. I love it. I'm a big fan of our Patreon. You can see everything that's on it by going to dungeonsanddaddies.com/Patreon and just like scroll down, see all the stuff that you can listen to, watch, enjoy. It could all be yours. And this one's an easy New Year's resolution. You just have to go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and you can get it. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com, our Twitter, Dungeons and Dads, our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies, and our next episode is coming out January 31st, every 2 weeks, just in case you're new here. Okay, bye.
We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today.
This is Beth May.
Hi, I know we've never, like,
the
talked.
The Immortal Soul Savage Yard 2 is on sale now.
It took you that long, bitch?
It's really good.